We're making history out here. Well, I'm not saying it's hot, but it's the first time there's been a cactus on my weather widget. Well, I'll tell you, this is not global warming. It's global damn hot, right? This is known around here as Dear Jesus heat. You open the door, Dear Jesus. Okay, in the news, what about that Affordable Care, huh? Wow. If they would have called it that in the first place, there wouldn't have been any problem. You know, I don't see why they just say it. It's Affordable Care. Oh, I thought it was Obamacare, so they didn't like that, you know. It's not like Obama comes around with a stethoscope and a chart. You know, it's not Obamacare. Barack Welby, MD? No, doesn't happen. Misnomer. Republicans have been very good, though. Good losers in this case. They're going around pulling out IVs and feeding tubes. I ain't paying for this. They can scream all they want, I'm smiling all the way to the urologist. That's because I don't know what a urologist does, just tell you the truth. I'm going to find out, and they won't be smiling, probably. Now it's just a question of which pre-existing condition to treat. You know, they all are, really, if you think about it. So, but you knew a Supreme Court with at least 3 colostomy bags under robe was not going to let us down on this one. Actually, it was the guys with the bags who were against it. Counterintuitive. What a day. So now I get to buy health insurance and keep the medals I got at the Army-Navy store. Thank you, Supreme Court. Oh, the Republican reaction, I'm not saying it's predictable. Romney vows to fight for affordable sickness. Mitch McConnell is against it because he has a private supply of monkey glands. A teary John Boehner burned his Blue Cross Blue Shield card on the floor of the House. Sarah Palin condemned it since she's all done with her elective surgery. She's cool. In the not-so-affordable news, it's not clear if the stowaways on board that New Jersey ship were trying to get out or get in to New Jersey. President Obama not blamed for dropping gas prices. It's his fault. It's been discovered that the Romney bus is registered to Mumbai Transit. Interesting. A Bain company. Katie Holmes decides that not to take on this mission impossible. And her marriage to Tom Cruise self-destructs in 30 seconds. Home prices are going up, which is good unless you're trying to hold one down. The college, thank you for laughing, I appreciate that. Mike, that's why Mike is here, he's a good laugher. The college BCS championship series is out. We'll just have to let the talking heads and the ex-players slug it out for the title. Best college team. Electronic cigarettes implicated in cancer of the microchip. There is an iPhone app for suing Samsung. All right, but you're overdoing it.
Sorry.
You know, you're just
they
too easily
turn
amused.
My microphone off.
Yeah, you just push it away or something if you're gonna laugh that hard. That's ridiculous. Nothing here justifies that response. You know I'm right. Democrats tap Justin Bieber to open their convention in hopes of drawing a crowd. Didn't like that one, huh?
I did. I was laughing on the inside where it counts.
Oh, see, now I feel bad if you don't burst uncontrollable laughter. Where was I? Oh, yeah. John Roberts having trouble getting a foursome. The guy's never going to play golf again. Let's face it, you know, after that decision. President of Egypt and 100 piastres will get you a ride on a camel. And finally, and I mean that, here in Wisconsin, Governor Walker will not implement affordable care. Since he's covered under the Koch brothers' Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's true, they take him as a deduction on their taxes. And that's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. Good night. To all the ships at sea, especially New Jersey.